This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Thank you for being with us on The Vedic Wisdom. We discuss in many of our programs the importance of using the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra for the purification of the mind and the heart and the senses. And this knowledge is vast about the potencies of the Maha Mantra throughout the Vedic literature. There is a book called Sri Namamrita, and it means the nectar of the holy name, that the holy name is so potent, and there's so many quotes throughout the Vedic literature regarding the use and the potency and the importance of chanting the holy name of Krishna, that this book is 500 pages, and all it is the exact quotations from all the Vedic literature where it is stated about the different aspects, the positive, beneficial aspects of reciting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Now, the Maha Mantra, as we've discussed with you before, is so powerful that it will cleanse all of the material contamination from you and give you liberation. This can take a minute or a lifetime, depending on how contaminated you've gotten yourself to this point. But the next step in the chanting of the Maha Mantra is that one develops transcendental affection for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Once one's cleansed the natural transcendental relationship that exists between the Lord and the living entities expresses itself. It's being seen again. It's uncovered. And the transcendental sound vibration of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the method for reviving our original Krishna consciousness. As living spirit souls, we are originally Krishna conscious beings. But due to our involvement, our association with the material world, and our being covered by material bodies for a very long time, our consciousness is now polluted by this familiar atmosphere, familiar condition of life that we're experiencing. So in this polluted conception of life, we try to exploit the resources here for becoming happy and satisfied. But actually, we simply become more and more entangled in the complexities of the laws of nature. So this is called the hard struggle for existence. We all experience it. We try to fix something and we create another problem by doing it. Or we get rid of one or two or three problems and something else completely out of the blue crops up. This is the forces of nature returning our karma upon us for our long-term involvement in this material world and material activities of selfish-orientated desires. So this struggle for existence can be stopped immediately if we revive our original Krishna conscious perspective. So the Krishna conscious point of view is not an artificial thing. It is our normal original energy and perspective of the living entity before we were covered by these material bodies. So when we hear the transcendental vibration, our original consciousness is revived. And the process is recommended for this age, that chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the direct method, the most potent method for decontaminating yourself from this material atmosphere. And you at once return to feeling spiritual fulfillment, happiness, bliss. It's naturally there, it's covered. When you uncover it, its natural characteristics are revived. That is the secret to cleansing oneself, liberating oneself, returning to become, to regain your consciousness as servant of God. People talk about trying to achieve something. The Vedic literature takes it the other way. You're not trying to achieve love of God. You're trying to revive love of God. It isn't that you don't have it and you have to be taught. It's naturally in you. It's naturally there. It's covered. And the process to uncover it is the penetrating sound vibration of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So because the mantra is comprised of names of God, they are outside of the material elements. They are of a potency of their own and put together in the sequence and stanzas in the specific method of the Maha Mantra. It sets up a vibration rate that is extremely powerful in removing misconception of life and removing all the coverings that are keeping you from exhibiting your natural, spiritual, happy, Krishna-conscious conception of life. This is the normal potency, the normal perspective. So the living entities are superior energy. They're superior to matter, but matter can still cover it and influence when the contact is there. It becomes an incompatible situation. The living entity wants to be happy. The living entity knows himself to be pure spirit. The living entity wants to grow and live in a spiritual conception of life, be a spiritual being. But the material energy is covering, and it's converse. It's inverse to the direction the living entities want to go to find the peace and happiness their heart desires. So this incompatible situation can be changed by the input of the spiritual potency in the Maha Mantra, and it brings the living entity back out of this contaminated state to his revive his original spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness. So if one works with the Maha Mantra as a tool and cleanses off the contamination, and he continues to chant, one attains transcendental affection for Krishna because of his constant chanting of the holy name, and then he becomes satisfied in any condition of life simply by remembering his original constitutional position of servant of God. And he does that through remembering the holy name. So, the spiritual master, the devotee of the Lord, all live in the spiritual consciousness and carry the spiritual consciousness with them. Whether they're in heaven or they're in hell, their consciousness remains fixed in the transcendental perspective of Krishna consciousness. So in hell, people are suffering in so many ways. And in heaven, people are enjoying their senses in so many ways. But when one has actually revived his service mentality to the Lord, he can live anywhere where there is Krishna consciousness. And since he brings Krishna consciousness with him, because his consciousness has been cleansed, he's always satisfied wherever he goes. And he positively influences everyone around him, and they become decontaminated as well by the strength of the devotee's service attitude and mentality. So if he's sent to heaven or if he's sent to hell, he's satisfied because he knows in either condition he can still associate with the Lord through the chanting of the Maha Mantra. So, irrespective of where he is, one who understands the importance and the potency of the holy name, he's fixed. He doesn't care. If he's fallen into a hellish condition, he can still remember and use the holy name. He doesn't care. If he's advanced to a highly enjoyable material position or circumstance, he doesn't care. He knows it's temporary. He can still take refuge in the vibration of the holy name. So, Even unintentional chanting of the holy name, if it is offenseless, can take you back to the spiritual conception of service of God. So, by remembering the holy name and using it as a tool as often as you can remember it, and it has a strange potency, because if you hear the holy name once, it will allow you, it will influence you to hear it again. And even if you die and are reborn in another body, the holy name will still come back and allow you to hear it again. So if one chants for a period of time, it will still reverberate in him for a period of time thereafter. And that will hopefully remind him of, yes, I have this higher mission. I'm trying to purify myself. I stopped chanting. Let me start again. And the more he chants, the more he is cleansed. And the more he is cleansed, the more his natural, enjoyable nature is unfolded. And the more he becomes capable, competent, enlightened, and fulfilled. And he's freed from the illusory conception of life that he is the body and has a soul. He knows himself to be the eternal spirit soul servant of God who has a temporary body. So by this process of hearing and chanting the holy name, and reading the Vedic literature and hearing the instructions of the spiritual master, one can be completely cleansed and completely liberated from the struggle for existence in this very life. Now that is an astonishing achievement. You may have spent 1,000 lifetimes trying to find an answer to something that makes you happy. You may have spent 10,000 lifetimes trying to find it. But if you hear the holy name and you employ it as instructed by the spiritual master, by the Vedic literature, by the Lord himself, if you simply accept that that's the method prescribed and if you follow it, it will work, you can achieve perfection in this very life and return to the spiritual world free from the material contamination of a material body and material perspective of life. This is an astonishing offer. Yeah, buy one, get one free. 50% off today. We'll give you free shipping. All these offers. But the biggest offer is we will stop your suffering. We will stop the cycle of birth and death. We will stop the hard struggle for existence. And you can do it at your own time, by employing your own mind and tongue and ear in hearing and chanting the holy name. Simply by hearing from the spiritual master. So this is a great offering, an amazing reward for just using your tongue in the prescribed way. So we have so many things we want to say, and it's so much nonsense, just like the birds chatter good morning to the sun and good night to the sun, and so much nonsense in between. We are just like that. We talk about cars, we talk about kids, we talk about girls, we talk about money, we talk about toys, we talk about other people. We talk about influences and subjects that we don't have any relationship to. Talk, 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 and of course there's two major subjects, major fun pastimes everybody takes part of, that's talking about nonsense and fault finding. Some people are so proud of themselves how much fault they can find. And so some people are so proud of themselves how much trivia nonsense they know. But the intelligent class, he wants to put a solution to the anxieties of life, and that's where the Vedic literature comes in. And you can learn all about the spiritual world in complete detail, because that's our home. That's where you belong, in transcendental bliss and joy and association of godly beings, serving and loving and caring and sharing all the good aspects of life and human experience in the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who all are vibrating one holy name or another, singing and happily going through their lives. That's normal life for all of us. Oh yes, all the other activities and pastimes and things of that variety, things you want to do or don't want to do or get to do or whatever, that's all there. This human form of life is a reflection, perverted it's called, perverted reflection of life in the spiritual world. But what's different is this is full of the struggle for existence and suffering and short duration of life that goes round and round and round in transmigration. And in the spiritual world, those sufferings are absent. And the cycle of birth and death does not exist. Life goes on beautifully, permanently. Your satisfaction is endless. That is normal. That is what everybody wants. Everybody feels that. I want long-time permanent happiness, bliss, joy, fun, good, love. But you can't find it here in this temporary place. Dirty, dark, confused, angry, lusty, greedy, angry life. You can't find it here. But you can purify yourself and make contact to the transcendental platform through the vibration of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And you can prepare yourself in this very life to return home back to Godhead and live that eternal life you're looking for in your heart. This material world is a place of dangers and suffering and confusion, and it's not changed and it's not going to change. Sometimes it gets worse, sometimes it gets better, but it doesn't change. So the Vedic literature says, don't get attached to this. Don't try to make a permanent solution here. Recognize that if one chants the Hare Krishna mantra, it protects the devotee from all accidental fall downs. Because generally a person who's engaged in devotional service and engaged in the process of cleansing all the material contamination from his heart, he puts the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart, consciously. And all sinful contaminations are naturally washed away. So continuous thinking of the Supreme Lord and serving the Lord's plan, the devotee becomes purified of all the misgivings and all the contaminations he's accumulated in his stay in the material world. And according to the Vedas, there are certain regulations that if one falls down from his position, he has to go through certain processes to purify himself again. But there's no condition in the chanting of the holy name. One simply chants again, starts again, and the purification is taken up again. And therefore the heart of the devotee becomes cleansed, and he doesn't have the fall down. It doesn't matter that he fell down, he gets right back up. And he then revives his remembrance of the holy name, of his being a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead engaging in him in his plan of devotional service and helping revive the consciousness of other lost souls struggling with material existence. And so the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, vibrates from him, around him, and in others, and purifies the whole area, and the potency and the vibration increases and rises. It's described in the Vedic literature that one can chant the holy name in two ways. One is with to oneself, or quietly, or maybe to a few that hear you. Or one can chant where everybody is participating in large numbers, all vibrating the holy name in speak and respond method, and the entire atmosphere becomes surcharged, electric, absolutely floats with transcendental energy that destroys all sorts of issues in the area. There's a section in one of the books describing our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada's activities at a particular ashram. He was invited to go to an ashram and speak there. And the ashram had its internal problems. And there had been two factions, one faction that was very conservative and one faction that was very liberal. And they were having trouble in their ashram living a harmonious life. Well, when Srila Prabhupada was invited there, he came with several of his disciples, and after his speaking, he began a chanting so that everyone participated. This is called kirtan. And so they're chanting in this ashram room, and all of the different people are there, and they're all participating, and they chanted for, I think, an hour. And the vibration started out humble and simple and got more ecstatic and more intense. And everyone was swept up by the energy of the Hare Krishna mantra. And it filled everyone's heart, filled everyone's mind. Everyone was swept away. All their problems of the moment didn't matter. They went on chanting and chanting and chanting for the rest of the hour or period of time. And when it was over, the normal formalities and things ended and Srila Prabhupada and his disciples left. But the result was that the two factions in the ashram had their differences dissolved. And they sat down and they were able to communicate and resolve their issues and come to a platform where everybody in the ashram was satisfied. But the potency of the holy name, in unison, it surcharged the entire area, the entire ashram, and everyone in it, such that they were able to overcome their selfish conceptions and their differences and their fears and concerns and progress again in their spiritual quest, in their ashram. Now, this is true for you, me, and everybody else in this material world. If we simply use this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, hear it and chant it, it becomes so uplifting that many, many of the problems we experience in the material world dissolve. So if we bring together 10 people, that's definitely better than you alone. And 100, and 500, and 5,000, we can purify a whole area, a whole nation, with the sound vibration. If we simply employ it as a tool selflessly, because it's prescribed, because it contains the potency, because we need something that's something that's transcendental in nature rather than material. And the Maha Mantra is the authoritative method, and the Vedic literature in our little book today, the Namamrita, the nectar of the holy name, all implores you chant to get individually and chant collectively. You will be purified when you chant individually, and everyone and everything and all issues will be resolved and purified when you chant collectively. So it's stated in the Vedic literature that for this age, the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord is the only way. This is the only way to overcome all of the difficulties. I can't sit and argue with you. You won't want to sit and argue with me. We're not trying to make our opinion the only opinion. This is not the mentality for the age to resolve our difficulties. The method is to bring in a higher source, a higher perspective of uncontaminated energy that we use collectively together, and it resolves it because of its superior nature. The problems we have in the material conception of life fall away because the potency is so intense, it pushes away, it actually nullifies all of the anxiety that is there in the material tabernacle, in our material experience, in our interactions with the material world. So don't think this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to be some hypnotic chant. This is a transcendental sound vibration that purifies your heart, your mind, your senses, and liberates you, gives you the opportunity to be the best person, free of the anxieties of life, and to help and assist the Lord's plan of reviving everyone's lost consciousness and fears of life. We need to have this upliftment. This is how we will find peace and enjoyment and fulfillment in life, reviving our original spiritual nature by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.